to Live Well Anyway. I'm your host, Mackenzie Coppa, formerly of Cultivating the Lovely. On this podcast, we focus on wellness, beauty, style, planning, and life. I feature both a fun mix of guests who I've invited, as well as some hopefully helpful and humorous solo shows centered on things I've learned in my own life. Today is a wellness episode, and I'm so excited to be bringing you Jared Koch from Clean Plates. I'm really excited about this company because it focuses on individualized nutrition, which we all need to be thinking about in a holistic way to be getting closer to true health for each of us. And I really love the things that Jared has to say. I've been really intrigued by his company for a while, and I'm so excited to be having him on the show. But before we jump into that interview, if you like the podcast, if you enjoy what we do here, and you think, I just want some more of all of this, and especially if you want to hear from me every day, plus a whole community of ladies who are talking about really fun things and real life, I do a morning show every single morning in our Patreon community. So every weekday, I hop over there. We've got all kinds of different topics we cover, from my favorite makeup to deals I'm finding on Amazon to planning with Trello, all kinds of different topics we cover, and we really come together and have so much fun every morning. So if you want to be a part of that, you can come over and join us for just $5 a month. That's like nothing to be able to get in there and become a part of an amazing community. So head over to patreon.com/livewelltogether. Check us out. See what we've got going on over there. We would love to have you become a part of that community. I would love to meet you and see you in those lives every morning. So again, head over to patreon.com/livewelltogether to join us over there. See what we've got going on. We would love to have you. But without further ado, let's jump into this episode with Jared Koch. Welcome, Jared.
Hi. So glad to be here with you.
I am really looking forward to having you on the show today because, you know, we've been going through a whole rebranding thing here at Live Well Anyway and trying to bring in a lot more about wellness this year because I just think it's such an applicable topic. So many people are suffering in this area and not really even knowing where to start. And then I got the proposal to have Clean Plates come on as a sponsor. And at first, I'm going to be totally honest, when I saw it come through, I was like, is this another, you know, like company that's going to send me food to my door? And, you know, there's nothing wrong with those, but like, okay, is that what this is? And then I looked at your website. I was like, oh, wait, this is totally different. And I'm really excited about it. And I feel like it's something I could really get behind. And I don't just want to have them as a sponsor. I wanted to be able to actually talk to you and have you on the show. So I'm so excited to have you here today to just kind of like dive into this wellness and holistic approach to wellness kind of thing. So thank you so much for coming on the show.
No, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here too.
Yeah, I think it's going to be good. So I just want to dive in and go ahead and how about you introduce yourself and just give people an idea of kind of like who you are and what it is you do.
For sure. So my name is Jared Koch, and I am the founder and CEO of Clean Plates, which you just mentioned. Essentially, we're a digital media lab around better for you eating. We have like a particular approach and philosophy to eating healthier that we share. It's based on personalized nutrition, which we can get into. And so we create all this, like, you know, great free content. We have a great email newsletter and really try to just help make it easier and enjoyable for people to like eat better and live better. So I think it's primarily around food and nutrition, but there's a lot of information on, you know, like you're saying, just how important wellness is, just, you know, better sleep, stress reduction, dealing with stress, meditation, just kind of all related topics. Yeah. And then we're kind of starting to offer different things like a more in-depth online course that also has like, all designed to help people find their path to personalized nutrition, find the foods that work for them and don't work for them. And we're also building out like a meal planning software right now, which we're launching in the new year. So really trying to just, again, just make it easier and provide different like resources and tools for people to kind of live this life of wellness without it being overwhelming and confusing.
Yeah, because I think that really is one of the things that people get discouraged by the most. They either feel like they have to fit into like some specific diet that happens to be really popular at the time, and that's going to be the answer to everything, or it just gets downright overwhelming. I mean, I know a few years ago when I looked at Whole30 for the first time, I was like, I won't be eating anymore if I do that. Like, it's going to take everything out of my diet. Like, what do I do.
And so yeah, that's what.
I love this idea of personalizing it.
Yeah, it's always been at kind of like the heart of like how I view nutrition, and I think like intuitively when people hear about it, it's like, oh yeah, that makes sense. But it's so different than how we're conditioned to think about it. Like you say, it's like if you really just take a step back and think about the media and just like historically, like every year or two, we're always looking for like, what's the new diet? What's going to work? Yeah. You know, that's paleo, keto, Whole30, you know, just going back, you know, South Beach, Atkins, there's just so many different diet, Weight Watchers, there's so many different things. And you know, they all work to some degree for some people, but none of them work for all people. And that's the problem. And for the most part, most of them tend to, like you're kind of calling out with like the overwhelmed, like you're going to miss out on foods. Most of them tend to be restrictive, like overly restrictive, extreme. And at the end of the day, like don't necessarily work for people's, like everybody's physiology. So at the end of the day, it's really about like figuring out just like what works for me. So even if you're going to follow something, because a lot of them are good guidance, like a paleo or a keto, like, but you still like have to find out like what within that like works specifically for you. And what most people do, like you said, they just try to fit in, and it's like, and then it's not working, and either they're just not enjoying it or it's not working on a physical level, and people get frustrated, and then it doesn't last. And so at the end, you know, so that's really what we try to encourage people. So just, it's really about initially changing your mindset is that's like really the first step.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think a lot of people, they're just looking for like, somebody just tell me what to do. Somebody just give me the answers. And if it's this diet that's already kind of put together, then I'll just follow somebody else's rules that they've made. And I don't kind of have to do the thinking for myself. And I think that in and of itself is a mindset shift, that you have to realize you're an individual, your body is unique, and there may be some figuring out and a little bit more effort that you have to do to figure out how your individual body works. But then the long-term benefits of that make it so much easier and help you to feel so much better.
Yeah, no, that's so true. And it's really the heart of the challenge that people face is that kind of subtle shift from taking responsibility ultimately for their health, their body, their life. And if you really think about it, it's like you're saying, it's like a little extra effort in the beginning, but the benefits are far outweigh it. And the reality, which people don't think of it this way, but they're, because you're following something that doesn't work for you, you're constantly struggling and making effort and either getting sick or, so in reality, you're actually expending more effort. Yeah. You're just not seeing it that way. So I agree with you 100%. Like that shift. That's why I would say it's always like the mindset has to shift first. And that's why so many people struggle, is because they're so conditioned to think a certain way.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so I want to back up a second. So you run this company, you've had it since I think around 2009, is that correct?
That's when I started it in kind of its initial incarnation. Yes.
Okay. So what got you there? Like what did you do beforehand? And what made you realize these things? How did you end up deciding that you wanted to start this approach to wellness?
So I guess I'll just kind of share my journey and feel free to interject if it's getting too long or you want more details. So I went to University of Michigan for college. I decided it after my second year that I always had this like kind of like inclination, this desire to really want to help people and heal, and like growing up I grew up in like a family that was much more like business oriented, entrepreneurial. And so, I was kind of initially pursuing like a degree in economics, and then I couldn't get away from this desire to like want to like help and heal. And I decided to go pre-med while I was in the middle of college. I kind of like took all my pre-med courses in a very short period of time. I was ended up being accepted to a bunch of medical schools in the New York City area, which is where I was from at the time. And I was literally a week away from going, had my housing, but I was helping my brother in this business that he had started. That's what I was spending my summer doing to help him and make a little extra money. And then a week before going to medical school, I decided, I was like, let me just take off for a year. This is what I'm going to do for my whole life.
Wow.
And then that turned into like 10, 11 year, like very successful entrepreneurial experience, which was fun. I learned a ton, but I realized that I just, on a deep level, I wasn't happy. And I felt like I was just doing it for the money and wasn't really satisfied on a deep soul level, and made a decision to sell my half of that business. And then I also, just to kind of add another layer to the whole story, is I always had these like really bad digestive issues. And so when I sold my business, I started taking these like private yoga and meditation lessons. And my teacher was like, you know what, you have to take care of this. You have to fix the way you eat. And at that point, I had no idea what I was doing. I would just eat whatever I wanted. That was my approach. Like, what am I in the mood for? Chicken parm, a burger, you know? And so I, you know, was thinking about going back to medical school at the time. And I was like, you know what, I'll take some time off. I'll study nutrition as a way to get back into like studying, and then, you know, kind of reapply to medical school. And that I just, as soon as I started studying nutrition, and this was probably about 15, maybe even longer now, 15 plus years ago, I, you know, so much different, like people saw it much differently at that point. But I just got so passionate about it. And I was like, oh my God, I know so little about this topic. It obviously is having an impact on my personal health. And then just start to see how it was just like culturally, it was this huge issue that we weren't really approaching in the right way. And so I spent years and years just like studying and getting some degrees. And then I ended up starting like a part-time practice. And I wasn't really sure what I wanted to do with it, if this was just like a personal passion or there was some kind of, you know, opportunity to build a business. And I just, I actually started when I was started the business, I actually, from my part-time practice, I wrote a book that was like kind of combined with like a restaurant guide in New York City, and then an LA guide to like healthy restaurants in those cities. And then it just kind of took off. I got a bunch of like endorsements from like high profile people like Deepak Chopra and Dr. Mark Hyman, Donna Karen, like a bunch of people like that really liked the book. And that kind of just kind of, you know, kind of snowballed into starting this like media property online, and just really producing like high quality content around the lifestyle, and just been growing ever since. We have over like 500,000 people subscribed to our email newsletter, and, you know, see like a million plus people on our site and social a month. And so, yeah, so it's been great, like really built like a really, you know, good audience, like really committed. And like for us, it's all about like, we don't just look to like share information. It's really about like contributing to like change. So like what we were talking about earlier, really understanding what helps people like make change. Because it's one thing to say to people, like, you know, you should eat more vegetables or you should do this, but unless you really address the underlying like behavioral change, nothing really happens.
Sure. Ladies, so many of us know and love essential oils. I've been using them for years, but sometimes they're either too expensive for me to feel like I can invest in them, or I don't know what I particularly want for that season, or I just don't really know what to do with them once I get them. Well, the answer to that I'm absolutely loving is Simply Earth. The Simply Earth Essential Oil Recipe Box will help you gain confidence and clarity in using essential oils to help make your home toxin-free. Plus, it's just really fun to be making your own products. So here's how it works. You get 4 essential oils and natural ingredients delivered to your doorstep. You use the easy-to-follow recipes to make 6 different products with the oils and ingredients found in the box, and then you enjoy the peace of mind that comes with using natural products that you know the ingredients of because you made them yourself. And the best part is, these oils don't break my budget. The essential oils alone would cost over $100 from other companies, but with the Simply Earth Essential Oil Recipe Box, you get 4 pure oils, 6 recipes, and extra ingredients for only $39. And when you subscribe, you get a free big bonus box with even more natural goodies. And Simply Earth's essential oils are 100% pure and come from the best farms all over the world. I also really like that all of their essential oil recipes are tried and tested by in-house certified aromatherapists, and the monthly recipe box has over 2,000 five-star reviews. Plus, to just top things off and make it even more amazing, Simply Earth gives 13% of their profits to help end human trafficking. I think this is an amazing kit to use for your home to start bringing in more natural products and help you to really use essential oils and incorporate them into your life. And it would also be a really amazing Christmas present, such a fun subscription to gift to people. It's really fun to be able to make the products with your kids. My girls and I have really enjoyed that. I just think this is a really smart subscription box because it's stuff that you are are actually going to be using and you can do together with your family, and it's good for you as well. Using essential oils to support your wellness doesn't have to be overwhelming. Have fun making your home toxin-free with Simply Earth's Essential Oil Recipe Box. Plus, get a free 80-milliliter diffuser when you subscribe using my URL, simplyearth.com/livewell. So again, get that free 80-milliliter diffuser by going to simplyearth.com/livewell and subscribe today. Well, I think it's so interesting that in sharing your story, you're saying you went through all these pre-med classes, which I would assume have to do with health and wellness and medicine, and yet you had no idea how to eat. And it's like this complete disconnect that we have in our healthcare system between nutrition and wellness and preventative, like taking care of yourself, and then how to address medicine. They're two completely different things. I mean, I know my brother, he had been in and out of the hospital all his life. He had birth defects and all kinds of things that he dealt with. And we were always, we thought it was insane. Like the meals they would give him in the hospital, they were not things that actually were going to contribute to him getting any better. And so it's just so interesting to me, like that breakdown that the nutrition piece is so missing from what a lot of people think of in health.
Yeah, no, it's the, you know, it's really almost mind boggling when you stop and think about the disparity of, you know, but yeah. It's two totally different ways of thinking and viewing things. And, yeah. You know, I think modern medicine obviously has its place and does amazing things in certain, you know, for certain occasion. I mean, just my wife just gave birth 3 weeks ago and we were in the hospital and had incredible care, but also I wouldn't eat the food that they served.
Yeah.
So I, you know, it's just, it is quite amazing. And that's, and, you know, that's why I feel like it's just so important for, it's happening on, I think, on a wide scale. So many more people are conscious of the fact that they're, you know, the food they eat actually plays a major role and, you know, and actually trying to do something about it. So I think that's, you know, the good news is it's actually happening. And even more and more doctors, like the whole rise of like functional medicine. And so I think there's change happening on a broad scale, which is the positive thing, but we still got quite a ways to go as a society, as a country.
Yeah, I think it's definitely at least like the questions are being asked more now. I think especially from people questioning their healthcare providers and saying, wait a minute, like, why do I just have to go on this medicine? Like, isn't there something I can do? How can I change my body and how can I help it to get better? And this is, I mean, we're going to go more into this, but I thought it was really interesting, even when I was just looking on your website last night, I like the way that you guys have made it practical, kind of meeting people where they are at. I mean, I noticed there was an article about like the healthiest, tastiest meals you can get from Trader Joe's. Like you're not diminishing the fact that people are still going to be shopping and buying food that is easy for them to make, you know, not that you should live completely off of the freezer aisle at Trader Joe's, but you acknowledge that's going to be a real thing in people's lives. They're going to have those times, you know, and that it's, so it's not just expecting like you're going to be perfect. Everything's going to be, you know, totally different. Like you're giving people practical options.
Yeah. No, I think to me, that's the, I mean, and I've thought a lot about this and, you know, as I work with like our content creators, we talk about it all the time. That's what I was kind of insinuating earlier. It's just like, it's about practicality. It's about making progress. Now, it's not about idealism in any sense. It's really, and I used to always say, which I still do sometimes, but you know, progress over perfection, but I changed that to now progress is perfection.
Yeah.
And so it's, you know, which really, it's really just about making small incremental improvements and changes and over time, and then you look back and things are, you know, more dramatically changed, but it's overwhelming if you try to make all these changes at once or try to be perfect, and then what happens is you fail, set yourself up for failure, you feel bad about yourself, and then all that kind of emotional mindset stuff comes in, and that's why most people don't stick to things. And so I think that, you know, I think the real healthy approach is to just take your time, make small changes. Where could I make improvements? That makes sense. It goes back to the whole personalization thing. You know, everybody's got different issues they're dealing with, lifestyle challenges. You know, we were just talking, I just had my third kid. You have four kids. It's, you know, we have different challenges than maybe a single person. And, you know, I know I've changed and shifted things I've eaten since I've had kids, just because I have to take them into account. And that's just, so you have to allow yourself to not be perfect and just try to make the best choices and over time make progress. So,
yeah. So as you were making those changes for yourself, what were some of the first things that you did and you started to shift?
Oh, that's a great question. It feels like forever ago.
Yeah. But,
I think I experimented a lot over the course of time. You know, that was, and again, it was like the early days where like there wasn't as much information out there. So, I experimented with going vegan and vegetarian. I worked with a lot of like, you know, and like was taught by a lot of like the kind of quote unquote major experts in the field, and everybody's got a slightly different opinion. And so, you know, like you'll talk to one person and they'll tell you, you're going to die if you're not vegan, and you'll talk to another person, they'll tell you you're going to die if you are vegan.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm just using that as a, just a funny anecdote, but that's the, and that's what really kind of led me to this thought process of like, there's no right answer. And so, I experienced, like I said, I was vegan, vegetarian for a few years. That didn't work for me. I experimented. I started eliminating a lot of the real, just processed bad quality foods, adding more vegetables into my diet and more like nutrient dense foods. And big at the heart of my philosophy is it's kind of like you remove more of the bad foods slowly or as quickly as you want to or can, and you add more of the high nutrient dense quality foods as quickly as you can into your diet. And you're kind of changing that balance. Mm-hmm. And that in a lot of ways is the simplest way to think about it. And then within that, you start to find which ones work for you. Because for some people, broccoli doesn't necessarily work for them. They get, gassy, or they can't digest kale. I actually discovered personally, I'm a big advocate of something called the elimination diet, and, where you're really experimenting, removing certain foods, adding them back. And I discovered that kale doesn't necessarily work for me. I don't digest it well. I get an upset stomach when I eat too much of it. So, so even like seemingly healthy foods could end up not working for you. And so, so that's where the work is. But you just, as you become more aware, it becomes easier and easier to do. And it's just less, you're less stressed about it. It's less overwhelming. So,
yeah. And so you talked about the elimination diet. Is that kind of the first thing that you recommend to people? Or do you think they should get, a test that would help them figure out what things they may be sensitive to? Or what's your opinion on that?
I mean, the tests can be quite expensive, and there's no tests. Unfortunately, I think this is where we're moving in the field of nutrition, is towards just better quality tools to assess your personalized nutrition. So I think if we look, in 10 years from now, 15 years, there's going to be probably really good tools and be able to really kind of more quickly know what works for us. I think the best tool now is the elimination diet. So if you could afford and to do a bunch of these tests, there's definitely tests out there that are helpful. They're directional, but they're not conclusive necessarily. So sometimes I feel like, because I've had clients that I've worked with that have taken tests, and that sometimes I've seen it happen where some clients do the test and it ends up causing more confusion. So I like to keep things simple and just, I don't think you need to do an elimination program necessarily right away. Our program, we have this 8-week program where we take the first several weeks, which I think, we get people into the right mindset. We start making incremental changes, you change habits, and then we have people go through like a 3-week elimination program. So I don't think everybody needs to necessarily jump to that, but I think it's just, even if you didn't want to do that, just making, like I was saying, these small incremental changes, really, really help.
Yeah. And so when you're approaching an elimination diet, is it like you remove everything at once and then slowly start adding things back in, or does it go in chunks, or like how do you make it manageable for people?
It's really up to what you want to do. So in your situation, your condition, what you're dealing with. We'll try to personalize that advice, but you could remove, like a typical way of doing it is to remove some of the most offensive foods like dairy and sugar, and you remove a handful of these foods, and then what you do is you slowly add one in back at a time. So you could see, like, by adding that food back in over the course of a week, what happens. So if I remove dairy and sugar, let's just say we decide to do those two, after you remove those, you add them back in one at a time for a week. Because if you add both back in, then you you have no idea what's causing what. And so, but you could do, I mean, there's so many different personal circumstances. So you could do, you know, like four or five food, you could do one food if that's what you want to do. And just, you know, so a lot of people that want, you know, information quickly will just do like a handful of foods at the same time. And then, you know, take a couple of weeks, hand them back in. And it's just, you get really good information. And it's really not as hard as like, it sounds harder than it actually is.
Yeah. How do you help people with the preparation for that? Like, that has been one of the biggest things I found. Like, if I'm going to do some sort of elimination diet, I've really got to plan in advance. So I have things to, like, you know, keep me from getting super hungry or wanting those other foods. Like, is that something you address in your course and like help people to figure out?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, we have kind of like, that's why I say we take a first few weeks to get people prepped, you know, get their pantry ready, have like lists of, so they, you know, we have like recipes and things that they could, you know, meal plans for the week so they could make. So it just makes it easier. So that's like with anything, if you're prepared, things are a lot easier. So, you know, if you know you're eliminating things, like, you know, we'll suggest here's like replacements or here, you know, just there's so much to eat if you're, you know, so it's really not hard to like, but like you're saying, it really makes it much easier if you're prepared. And so we've done like extensive planning for that just to make it so that everything's kind of there and laid out.
Yeah. Well, I think it's really interesting. I mean, just from what I'm hearing about your course, do you sign up for a session and you take it with other people? And I know you've got like accountability built into it, or is it like you just start it whenever you want, or how does that work with the course specifically?
Yeah. So we're doing it now where you could sign up whenever you want, but we do have, so you could take it at your own pace. Like, we've had people take it for the first couple of weeks, they get to the point of the elimination program and, you know, somebody just, you know, they had to move or they were traveling, and then they just pause it. Sure. And then they come, when they come back and they're ready, they finish it off. What we do is we have weekly, weekly live calls, you know, group calls. Mm-hmm. So that's really helpful. So you get on with myself and my colleague, her name is Beth. She's, you know, trained in nutrition. She's also a trained chef. So, and we're on, and like everybody could ask questions or, you know, or share like resources or, and so if people find that really helpful. So we just, you know, kind of help people like go through their, journey. And then we also have like email support, like pretty much, you know, within 24 hours we get back to any, so anybody has questions while they're going through things, need different resources, or, you know, it could be as small as like, you know, oh my God, I can't figure out, I used to eat yogurt all the time for breakfast, I can't figure out what to eat, and then we'll send suggestions to, you know, so, but yeah, that was the other thing. Like, we kind of, I think, you know, what you're alluding to with the challenges is like, we made sure, which we feel is like different than most programs out there, to really like build in support into the program, including like live support. And all the feedback we've been getting, that's people like really like that the most, they're like asking even after the program, can we continue? So we're looking at different ways to kind of like build out things like that. But yeah, that's because if you just leave people completely on their own, then it just makes it, you know, challenging. So we really wanted to be there for people and like just help everybody through it.
Yeah, I think that is so key, because I mean, that accountability piece, I think, is huge for people to be able to follow through on something. It's really easy to say, oh yeah, I'm going to do a Whole30 diet or a keto diet or whatever and buy all the books and read all the material. But if you don't have somebody else that you're kind of having to report back to, or that you can even bounce things off of, it's so easy to just get overwhelmed and throw in the towel. And so I love that you guys have, you're not only talking about having personalized nutrition and figuring that out for yourself, but then you're giving that piece to help people actually have that individualized support, which has got to be a game changer.
Yeah, no, I think it really is what makes the difference between, like you're saying, being successful or just kind of giving up. And that's the feedback we've been getting. And also what's nice is it's just by even, I mean, we're obviously providing a lot of good quality support ourselves, but just by having the accountability of getting on the calls and then just like having that community and hearing other people's stories and like the challenges they're going through, is even if it's not exactly identical to yours, at the end of the day, everybody's going through very similar challenges. And so like hearing other people going through it and then how they're maybe dealing with it, it just like, you know, what will like Beth and I will always talk after the calls, and the most fun aspect is you see like people start jumping in and helping other people, and that's what's really fun to see.
Yeah, especially in 2020 when we're so isolated from each other, like We need support and people and help.
Exactly. No, and that comes up on the calls quite a bit. Just everybody, you know, so feeling like just isolated and struggling emotionally.
Yeah, I bet. You guys, it's 2020. It's the year that's lasted forever. And now we're headed into the holidays with 2020. And I don't know about you. I think I can probably guess, but I'm betting you're as stressed as I am. And that we are all carrying the stress of daily life, not only on our minds, but in our bodies as well. And that leads to muscle pain and tension. It's a real thing that a lot of us are dealing with. And that's why I personally love and use Theragun. It's a handheld percussive therapy device that releases my deepest muscle tension using a scientifically calibrated combination of depth, speed, and power. And now it's as quiet as an electric toothbrush. And that's because the all-new Gen 4 Theragun has a proprietary brushless motor that's so quiet. You'll wonder if it's even on. You can soothe your aching muscles with Theragun's signature power, amplitude, and effectiveness. You guys, I love this thing. It just really helps me to be able to get rid of all of that tension I'm carrying, especially in my shoulders. I love that the head pivots and you can get it exactly where you need it, and it just helps take the edge off at the end of a long day. And you can try Theragun risk-free for 30 days. There is no substitute for the Theragun Gen 4 with an OLED screen, personalized Theragun app, and the quiet and power you need. It's starting at only $199. So go to theragun.com/lovely right now and get your Gen 4 Theragun today. That's theragun.com/lovely. Theragun.com/lovely. This is like the perfect present for Christmas for 2020. Everybody needs some stress relief. Theragun.com/lovely. And food is one of those things that we typically will turn to and gravitate towards to try to deal with a lot of those things. So having that kind of support in a year like this, I'm sure is a game changer for people.
Yeah. Well, people, I think a couple of things, like you're saying, people are, when you're stressed or just, you know, kind of even people are dealing with like, you know, some subtle levels of depression, if not overt level, you know, so it's like you tend to go back to your old habits and your comfort. And so, you know, it's like easy to just fall into those bad habits. And then also people on another level, more practical, everybody's like cooking more and changing their behaviors and just not, you know, and learning what that means. And just, so just dealing with all those practical of like meal planning and just learning how to cook and do certain things, what to buy. So it's interesting to see that dynamic, which is, it's been fascinating actually.
Yeah. Kind of both ends of the spectrum for sure. Yeah, I know. There was the guy my mom buys her shoes from. I know this sounds really random. I swear. It's
All right, where is this going?
I know. She has like this like personal shopper guy at Nordstrom, and he got COVID. And he was just feeling so tired and really having a hard time kind of bouncing back. And everybody kept telling him, like, just rest, just rest. And by the way, I'm not giving medical information here. I'm just telling a story. Anybody who's But he told her that the thing that turned the corner for him was when a coworker said, like, I see you being so tired. I know you've said you go home and you just take a nap after work every day. Instead, go for a run or go for like a brisk walk tonight when you get off of work. And he said, though everything in his body was telling him to just like settle in and rest, he actually started feeling better when he started being active again. And sometimes I think we do that with our food too. It's like, oh, I'm going to just feel better if I just eat this thing that's comforting to me. But sometimes that can actually then continue that cycle of how we're feeling and preventing us from getting out of that rut. And sometimes it's when we force ourselves to make that shift and maybe do that thing we don't necessarily want to do that helps us to finally get over that hump and start feeling better again.
Yeah, no, for sure. I used to teach yoga a lot and meditation, and I always used to tell a story about like I would do yoga. I would do like an hour and 15 minute yoga every morning, meditate for a good hour every morning. And this was for a couple of years, and this was my morning practice, and I loved it. And it was like amazing. So beneficial. And I would, but every morning before I started, I would not want to do it at all. Like I was just like deep resistance to doing it. And I just realized, like, oftentimes your body, your mind is telling you things that not necessarily what's best for you. And so you have to really, like, that's why, like, meditation is really helpful, like, which we also, like, teach in our course. It's, as I was saying, like, the mindset stuff is so important, like, really see, and you're able to, like, just step back and see your thoughts and see those kind of conditionings that are actually happening, which lead to your choices and your behavior. Which, so if you step back and you realize, like, because I would realize every time I would like spend 10, 15 minutes doing everything but what I knew I should be doing.
Yeah.
And then, I finally realized, like, that's not going to go away. Like, that's just how I'm conditioned. And then once you realize that and you take action in spite of it, then it actually starts to diminish. So it's just, it's just interesting. But yeah, so sometimes you got to just, like you said, you just don't feel like doing something, or your body is maybe telling you something different. It's interesting. That's a cool story.
Yeah. When you finally just push through it, it can make a big difference.
Yeah.
So you've mentioned, okay, you got three kids, you got a brand new baby. And so obviously this is looking different for you than, like you said, when you were single, or, you know, the different kinds of things you've had to put in place. And I know I've got a lot of, you know, moms who listen to this show and people who definitely are dealing with, like, the new baby thing or the little kids thing. And so how are you surviving right now? What things are you letting go? What things are you continuing to push forward with? Like you said, you weren't eating the food at the hospital. Like, how are you guys kind of making this lifestyle work with babies and kids and all of that?
Good question.
I think if you're not perfectly, that's okay too.
Exactly. Well, we're definitely not perfect. I'm proud to not be perfect.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think that's just the reality. And so, the baby's just a few weeks old. So we were in a group with my other kid.
It. Yeah.
Exactly. So we are knee deep in the chaos right now. But I think, you know, part of it is you have, like I was saying earlier, like, you have to allow yourself to not be perfect. And that, because if you start stressing over the fact that you're doing things that aren't maybe what you want or what you think is perfect, that just, like, you know, just that snowballs and you just end up in this bad kind of place. Sure. And so I think you just gotta, like, I know this is a chaotic time, like, it's not going to be like this forever, like, you know, so kind of allow self not to be perfect, but we just at the end of the day, I mean, on the food front, I think we're doing fine. You know, some days you just need, like, quick meals, and maybe we'll eat a frozen organic pizza, and, you know, that's, but, you know, those are the kinds of things, like, not the end of the world, especially with kids. So, you know, it's more like this, you know, the sleep is the tough part, like, lack of sleep. That's just, you know, but that's, like you said, like, if you have kids, that's just, you know, that's what you're dealing with. And you kind of make it as good as you can. Definitely having a little more coffee than I used to.
Yeah, that's one of those essential things. It becomes, is you have that sleep deprivation. I'm here to report for you, though, because your oldest is the age of my youngest. It does get better. Like you said, it's not going to last forever.
That is music to my ears. Because it doesn't feel, and right now it doesn't feel like it. It feels like, oh my God, this is going to be crazy forever.
Yeah. But they do actually become more self-sufficient. And then when that happens, it's magical. And then you buy yourself a dog and you're like, what was I thinking? Everybody was self-sufficient. So yeah, there's a flip side as well.
I'm gonna learn from your bad decision. Yes. I'm not gonna get a dog at some point.
Yeah, especially right when you're, like, on the other side. I'm like, you know, my 5-year-old just started kindergarten. It's like, I finally have everybody, like, participating in school during the day. What was I thinking? I don't need somebody else to and he's impacting our nutrition too, because he steals all the food off the counter.
He's taking all the.
It's like, what?
Get food.
Yeah. Okay, ladies, you've obviously been hearing all throughout this episode why I really am behind Jared and everything that he is offering. His website, Clean Plates, has so much valuable information, and I truly believe that his personalized nutrition program is one of a kind and is so helpful. We need to be able to identify our personal nutrition that we are needing individually as unique people, and that's exactly what his program does. It makes complete sense. Our nutrition and lifestyle needs to be personalized.
personalized for us, and what works for you might not work for me, and the other way around. He makes living and eating well so simple and accessible. I love the accountability features that he has put into this program. I just think that he's done such a good job of curating a really solid program that's backed by people like Deepak Chopra and Dr. Mark Hyman and Oprah.com. He really knows what he's talking about. He's poured so much time into this topic, and I think that you will get a ton out of it and feel better than you ever have before if you take his program. This program will guide you to discover exactly what your body needs to not only lose weight, but gain energy and look and feel your best every day without dieting, counting calories, or feeling like you need to sacrifice the things you love. His program is an affordable and simple process to determine exactly what your body needs to lose weight sustainably, never worry about falling off a diet again, to feel happier, less anxious, and more present to safeguard your health from age-related and chronic diseases. The program is a combination of recorded video lessons, PDF resource guides, and weekly support calls from Jared and his partner, as we've talked about in this episode. And you'll get access to a library of interviews with expert doctors, coaches, nutritionists, and more, like Dr. David Katz, Ariane Resnick, who's Pink the Musician's nutritionist, Dr. Ellen Vora, a holistic psychiatrist, and 20 more. We've talked about so much of this on the show, so I'm not going to drag it out any farther because I think that what he has to say in this episode really speaks for itself, but you can sign up for Jared's personalized nutrition program at cleanplatesacademy.com/livewell. And when you visit that page, you'll get a 20% discount that will automatically be applied to your cart. So go to cleanplatesacademy.com/livewell to get that 20% off Jared's personalized nutrition program. Okay, well, I think that this conversation has been so interesting. I really hope that people will kind of dive in to finding out more about your program, because I think that we really need more of this. I mean, I just had another gal on a couple of weeks ago, Jamie Nado, and she, you know, she's very health conscious, and she figured out for herself, like, a lot of these things that people would say are healthy for you, kind of like how you mentioned with the kale. Like, they completely wreck her system and end up making her have like major issues that had even driven her to the hospital at one point. And if you don't figure out that personalized nutrition for yourself, you're just going to continue to struggle. And so I really hope that people are hearing that in this episode. Like, there is hope, and you can figure stuff out, and you're not stuck where you are, and nobody's expecting perfection, but you can really overcome these things and figure out your body individually, which I think is just so empowering.
Oh, for sure. It really is a huge game changer. And, you know, like I was saying earlier, it's really not as hard. It feels and seems overwhelming, but it's really not. Once you kind of commit to it and start doing it, it's so freeing, actually.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I know for myself, I think I've always been addicted to sugar. And, you know, that's just always one of those things that you turn to. And then I don't know why, but I would say over the last year, and it wasn't like an abrupt stop. I just kind of stopped having as much as I had before. And now I'm in this place where it's like, it takes a very little amount for me to be like, okay, I'm good. Like, I don't have that same insatiable need to like want to eat an entire pint of ice cream or something. Like, that would just be way too much. And so it's like, if you think it's going to always be that same, like, but I want it and I need it, but it really does diminish as you start to make those little changes, which is hopeful.
Yeah, no, that's what's great. It's like the intensity, like, becomes easier. It's not always this constant struggle. You know, maybe in the beginning, and we've seen just recently, we just had a bunch of people finish the program and like had like similar, like just major addictions to things, like multiple cups of coffee, sugar, and like they just, in weeks, they kind of, and now they're like, I don't even crave it anymore.
Yeah. Which is so nice to just feel that being in control over your body in that way, even.
Yeah.
I think is another big thing for people in the midst of 2020. Like, there's so little that we can control. Let's get control of what we can, like what I can do to make my life more manageable.
For sure.
So I typically ask this question. I'm not sure that you're going to have a very good answer since you've got a 3-week-old, but what does a day typically look like for you?
I will give you the typical day, which is maybe 20% of the time.
Okay.
So I usually, in the morning when I get up, you know, different times, but usually like around 6 a.m. And I usually, you know, just get myself together. I'll sometimes do some exercise, sometimes some meditation, but don't have a lot of time. So I'll then kind of get to some work stuff. I try to get some like kind of like most important things like for work done. And then I get my 5-year-old, off to virtual school. So I can let my wife sleep a little more, nice. Since she's taking the brunt of the baby breastfeeding in the middle of the night and everything. And so, and I'll get her ready for school. And then like she goes on like these, she's only 5. So they have like, you know, it's like the first session's 30 minutes and then she's got a break and then 20 minutes. So I'll like feed her in between. And then like in between, like kind of work and take care of her. And then eventually get my wife going with the 3 girls and then just go back to like working. And it's just, you know, it's a balance between work and kids and family and just all day, like dealing with packages for shopping. And it's just, that's pretty much, you know, we try to get out for walks every day and, get fresh air and get the kids out and so they could run around. And I mean, that's, you know, at this point in my life, I'm committed to like, you know, my kids and my family and keeping, you know, like working on building my business and helping other people through that. And, I mean, in some ways it's made it easier, not like the push to go out and do so many things, which we used to do. So in some ways it's kind of simplified life.
Yeah, for sure. And so what is some little way that in the midst of all of that, you are doing something to just like take care of yourself in the midst of life's chaos?
That's a great question. I mean, I get so much, honestly, I'm not just saying this, I get so much joy and that's in spite of how crazy and stressful it is. So I am not diminishing all that, but like so much joy out of my kids. And, I'm a little older. I waited till I was a little older to have kids. So like, I feel like I've done like a lot of stuff in my life and I really dedicated myself. So I just love being with my kids and my family. And, so for us, it's just like getting out and being together and doing things. I'm really not, it's a great question, but I just don't do that many things for myself personally.
Yeah. Well, I think, and even as you were saying, like getting up and whether you're doing that meditating or a little, you know, working out or even doing those walks and stuff, that can totally count as something that is taking care of you in the midst of it. For sure.
Yeah. And that's what it doesn't, like I would tell people, is it doesn't have to be major. It's just like, you know, you do little things like get out, you know, get outside. Like you're saying, it just can be simple things like that you treat yourself to, or that, you know, you're kind of just taking care of yourself is important. It doesn't have to be like, I need to go to the gym for 3 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. I think that's really good. Okay. Are you ready for my stock questions?
Oh no. Okay. Yes.
They're going to be super hard.
No. I don't have a choice.
Yeah. Okay. Candles or essential oil diffuser? Which do you prefer?
Essential oil diffuser. Yes.
That was a big shocker. Okay. Cloth napkins or paper?
Paper for practicality and cloth napkins once in a while.
All right. City or country?
Country.
Okay.
Nah, it used to be a city.
Okay. Yeah. It shifts. It doesn't always stay the same.
Nope.
Okay. Paper or digital?
Oh, good one. I am holding on to paper for like my to-do list. Like with, I'm like kind of doing both now. So
yeah,
I'm like straddling the fence, I would say.
It happens. It's a hard one. I used to be like super paper and then I like ended up being super digital. Nobody would have thought that was coming, but you got to do what you got to do for the right time in your life.
Exactly.
Okay. Shopping. Would you rather do it online or in the store?
Ooh, that's a good one. Since I've done online and like curbside pickup for the, like last 8 months, and it's, I think I do like going to the stores once in a while. Like we haven't done it in a while, but overall I like the online. It's just much more like efficient.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Okay, it's 4 o'clock or whatever time dinner is being made, and you need a mental break. Do you listen to a podcast or music?
I don't really do either. I go outside and get a walk.
Okay. All right. Chocolate. I don't even know if you eat chocolate, but if you
do. I have chocolate.
Is it milk or dark?
Dark.
All right. Sports or no sports?
Less and less sports with 3 girls.
Yeah.
I'm pretty much at hardly any.
Okay. Live broadcasting. Would you rather broadcast or watch?
I mean, I like doing them, but, I also, I mean, I would say right down the middle.
Okay. What
is learning new things?
Yeah, it's fun. Okay, what is your favorite movie?
This is gonna sound horrible. Rocky.
Okay.
My wife always makes fun of me.
It's got some classic lines in it. I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Yeah.
Thank you for the support.
You're welcome. If you were to put yourself on the crunchiness spectrum and 0 is totally not crunchy and 10 is like singing Kumbaya by the fire, not shaving your face and just letting dreadlocks grow in your hair, where would you
be? I'd like to think maybe 6 or 7.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, I am so glad you came on today, Jared. I hope that it just sparks in people's mind that if they're not feeling quite right, that there is so much more that they can be doing to take charge of their own health and be figuring out their unique bodies and this individualized idea of nutrition. I just really love your website and everything you're doing, and I really appreciate you coming on today.
Awesome. I love what you're doing, and I appreciate you having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, good luck with the new baby, and I hope everything works out for you guys.
Thank you, and good luck to you too.
Thanks. All right, ladies, that's it for this week's episode. Remember, you can always swipe up in whatever app you are using to see the show notes from this particular show. You can also find all of our show notes by going to mackenziekappa.com. While you're over there, you can also click on the sponsors and affiliates page, where I have links to every different product that I truly love and use, and you can go through those links to help support the show, especially with Amazon. We have been curating so many different lists. We're going to be rolling out our gift guide over the next week, so you're going to want to make sure that you are checking out those Amazon ideas lists, which you can find by just clicking on that sponsors and affiliates page. You'll see right there at the top. You can also find it by going through my Instagram link in bio. I've got my Amazon link there, so you can always shop for your favorite things. In fact, you don't even have to buy the things that I recommend. If you just go through that link, you help to support the show, and I'm so appreciative of it. Thank you so much for allowing me into your life again this week. I so appreciate each and every one of my loyal listeners. Come over and chat with me on Instagram @MackenzieKappa, and until next week, go be bold and gracious.